Kenya's Electoral Commission has started trucking ballot papers to polling stations from this warehouse in the capital, Nairobi. Rights groups say the democratic process faces a sinister and hidden threat on social media. Odanga Mudung has used digital tools to document coordinated misinformation campaigns on Facebook, Twitter and TikTok.
The extreme end, you've got, you know, doctored recordings and what we like to call information warfare, where people are recording audios of each other and leaking them. You've got very clear attempts at incitement and hate speech and just usage of hateful rhetoric and visual imagery to try and sort of ramp up people's emotions.
Some of the content uses images and videos from 2007, when more than 1,000 people were killed in violence that followed that year's vote. The Electoral Commission says this time it's on track to hold a free and fair election.
Preparing the materials and running a poll is just part of it, but it was after the election 15 years ago, a disputed result led to waves of ethnically targeted violence. Since then, the role of social media has exploded and the ways in which it's used or misused have developed. And that's why rights groups are concerned in the event of a disputed result. They're worried about what kind of messages political leaders might send to their supporters.
Out on the campaign trail, candidates are talking less about ethnicity and more about policy than in past elections, including how to tackle the soaring prices of food and fuel. Deputy President William Ruto is one of two main contenders for the presidency. His main rival is former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Both candidates' campaign teams deny spreading the problematic social media content, but both say the other side could be doing it. Business for social media companies is booming in Kenya, but rights groups say they're not doing nearly enough to monitor and remove dangerous content. The government agency responsible for preventing inter-ethnic conflict has said Facebook could be suspended in Kenya if it doesn't act.
By the time we are calling out a specific entity, it's because repeatedly they're not abiding by what they are supposed to abide by. They have the capacity, they have the means to do it and the capacity to do it. Just all they lack is the will to do it. So we're just giving them a little motivation, like, yo, let you do what you're supposed to do.
The government has since said Facebook won't be suspended. Its owner, Meta, says it's taken extensive steps to remove hate speech, including automatic detection and content monitoring teams. But rights groups say these measures don't go far enough. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Nairobi, Kenya.